That is how important God is in our lives.
或者说，我们信靠神的程度有多少
？Or in other words, how much we trust in God.
在今天读的诗篇三十七篇里面，我们看到一个现实生活当中的现象。
In Psalm 37 that we read today, we see a very common phenomenon.
就是有一些人作恶行不义，却恶谋成就，道路通达。
And that is like evil men who do wrong succeed in their wicked schemes.
我们自己乖乖的看到一些人不守规矩，却非常的通达，怎么会怎么不会心里不平衡
？So we agree with all the rules, but then we see other people who do wrong and they succeed, and how can that make us not fret?
比如说我们在座的青少年们
，For example, for the youths among us.
比如说你的同学常常背着爸爸妈妈偷偷做很多的事情，似乎很开心很快乐。
Your classmates might be doing a lot of different things behind their parents.
你也是年轻人，你也向往有更大的自由。
They seem to be happy, and then you look forward to having that kind of freedom.
看到你的朋友有这个有那个，能做这件事，能做那件事情，对你的心里面一定也是一个不小的试探。
And when you see your friends with all the new possessions and the freedom to do whatever they wanted, I think that's no small temptation to you.
我想对大人来说也是这样。
And I think it's the same for adults as well.
无论是知足的心、清洁的心，这些我们都面对这些挑战。
No matter whether it's for a contented heart or for a clean heart, we all face this type of challenges.
我们周围绝大多数的人追求的是另外一种生活方式。
Most of the people around us are chasing after another way of life.
从世人的眼光来看，那样的生活方式能够带来更多现实的好处以及立即的快乐。
And from their point of view, this type, the way of life that they are chasing after gives more practical benefits and immediate excitement.
我们要持续的照着圣经的教导去生活，关键真的是在于信靠神。
Whether we can follow the instructions of the Bible to live our lives, the key issue is whether we can trust in God.
今天我们信息的主题就是信靠的心。
And the message today is a trusting heart.
那选的经文是诗篇三十七篇。
And the passage comes from Psalm 37.
大家有圣经的话，还是打开来看一下。
So we can open up our Bible and read.
那这篇诗有两个特别的地方值得顺便提一下。
So there are two special points about this psalm that is worth mentioning.
第一，从性质来说，这是一首训诲诗，也就是它的重点是教导人如何活出智慧的人生。
First of all, this is an instructional poem, which means its main purpose is to teach people how to live a life of wisdom.
第二，这是一首字母诗。
Secondly, this is an alphabetic acrostic poem.
也就是说，写诗的人是特别按着希伯来文字母的次序来写。
Which means the poet wrote the psalm using the order of the Hebrew alphabet.
所以头两节的第一个字的第一个字母都是希伯来文的第一个字母。
The first two lines of the first stanza start with the first Hebrew letter.
这张其实他做的不太正确。
And you can see from the PowerPoint slide over there.
但是这是我网上目前找到的唯一稍微还可以给你们看一下。
And that's probably not the most accurate version, but then it's you can get an idea from it.
所以第一部分是用希伯来文的第一个字母做开头。
So the first stanza, the first two lines of the first stanza start with the first Hebrew letter.
接下来的第一个字就是用希伯来文的第二个字母做开头。
And then the first two lines of the second stanza start with the second Hebrew letter.
写这样的诗容不容易。
Is it easy to write such a poem?
那我们当中的青少年可以回家试看看，写一首二十六节的诗。
So the youth among us can try writing a poem with 26 stanzas.
第一节的第一个字必须是用 A 开头。
The first stanza must start with A.
第二节必须用 B 开头，以此类推。
The second stanza must start with B and so on.
如果我们当中有哪个青少年写出来的话，也许可以在这礼拜六晚上青少年和家长们的聚餐的时候分享。
And whoever finishes such a poem can probably maybe share it with all the parents for the youth dinner this coming Saturday.
要写一首诗，又符合字母诗的要求，有文词优雅，内容有深度。绝对不是一件容易的事。
It is no easy task to write such a poem that satisfies the requirement of that
在旧约圣经里面有好几段非常精彩的经文都是字母诗。
And there are many wonderful apocalyptic poems in the Old Testament.
那诗篇三十七篇是其中之一。
And Psalm 37 is one of them.
今天因为时间的关系，我们只看三十七篇的头七节。
And because of the limitation of time, so we are just going to look at the first seven verses of Psalm 37.
我会从中挑几个重点与大家分享。
I'm going to pick a several important points to share with you.
首先，我们稍微用心一点看这段经文，就不难看出这首诗一再重复强调的一件事情，就是要倚靠神。
First of all, if we are careful in our reading, it is not difficult to see that this psalm repeatedly emphasizes one thing, and that is we have to trust in God.
中文圣经在第三、第五、第七节三次用到倚靠这个词。
In the Chinese Bible, verses 3, 5, and 7, it uses the same word rely on three times.
其中的头两次用的是同一个希伯来字，叫做 betah， 这个字多数的英文圣经翻作 trust。
In the first two instances, it uses the same Hebrew word betah, and the word is usually translated as a trust in the English Bible.
那在希伯来文里面，这个字要表达的概念是透过某一个人或某一样东西来得到安全感。
In Hebrew, this particular word means obtain a sense of comfort or a sense of security through someone or something.
所以更贴切的英文翻译应该是 lean on 和 rely on。
So a more appropriate translation of this word would be in English would be to lean on or to rely on.
那中文圣经用倚靠实在是最棒、最准确的表达了这个希伯来字的意思。
And so the Chinese Bible has been very accurate in expressing the meaning of this Hebrew word.
那旧约圣经每次用到 betah 这个字的时候，往往都有强烈两极化的意味。
Every time when we see the word betah in the Old Testament, the word sense of this word is usually very polarized.
如果倚靠的对象是神， betah 在那个经文里面的语义就是强烈正面的肯定。
If the object of reliance is God, then betah will carry a very positive meaning.
如果倚靠的对象是人，或者是在神以外的任何事物，那那个字在用法上就多半带着强烈负面的否定。
If the object of reliance is a person or anything other than God, then the word usually carries a very negative meaning.
也就是说，圣经一再的提醒我们，绝对不要把安全感建立在神以外的其他根基之上。
That is to say, the Bible reminds us to rely only on God and not to build our sense of security upon any other things.
比如说，箴言说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
For example, in the Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
撒迦利亚书神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
In Zechariah, it says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
诗篇二十篇说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
And in Psalm 20, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
在新约，耶稣提醒我们不要倚靠钱财。
And in the New Testament, Jesus reminded us not to rely on riches.
提摩太前书也说，不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
And in First Timothy, Paul reminds us not to put our hope in wealth, but to rely put our hope in God.Who richly provides for us with everything for enjoyment.
我想我们年轻的时候比较少想这些事情。
When we're young, we might not give much thought to these questions.
但是随着年岁渐渐增长，意识到自己在世上的日子已经过去五分之一、四分之一、三分之一、二分之一，我们就开始有比较多的反省。
But as we become older, when we realize that we might have already spent maybe one-fifth or one-quarter or one-third or even one-half of our time on earth, then we will start reflecting on these questions.
会开始问自己，我这一生到底为什么而活？
We would be asking ourselves, what do we live for?
我所依靠的是什么？
What do we rely on?
我把我的安全感建立在什么基础之上？
On what do we build our sense of security?
有人说过这么一句话。
Someone has once said,
如果你倚靠的是政府提供的社会福利，你得到的就最多只是政府能为你做的。
If you rely on the social benefits provided by the government, then what you can get is the most what the government can provide for you.
如果你依靠的是勤奋工作，你得到的就最多只是勤奋工作能带给人的。
If you rely on your own hard work, then what you can get is the most what hard work can give you.
如果你依靠的是个人的魅力，你得到的最多就只是个人魅力能够带给你的。
If you rely on your own attractiveness, then you can get the most what your attractiveness can give you.
简单的来说，如果你依靠的是凭你的眼见，你得到的不会超过你的眼见。
In simple words, if you rely on what you can see, then what you obtain will be no more than what your eyes can see.
但是如果你肯凭信心专一信靠神。
But if you can rely on your faith and rely on God,
你有可能经历到超过人眼所能够见的神的真实和伟大。
Then you can experience what the reality and the greatness of God that is beyond eyesight.
我们实在是需要好好思想，我们要怎么选择？
We have to think very carefully about our choices.
是选择凭信心专一信靠神呢，还是选择靠眼睛看得到比较好掌握的东西？
We have to think about whether we are going to rely on God, or whether we are going to rely on something that seems to be that we can see with our eyes, that seems to be more concrete.
什么叫做倚靠神？
So what does it mean to be to rely on God?
在第三节最后 一句话，中文圣经翻作以他的信实为粮，而英文 NIV 翻作享受安全的青草地。
The last sentence of verse 3 is translated as feed on his faithfulness in the Chinese Bible, while in the English NIV Bible it is translated as enjoy safe pasture.
两个翻译看起来不太一样，为什么？
The two translations are very different, and why is that?
其实这句话里面只有两个希伯来字。
Actually, in this verse, there are only two Hebrew words.
第一个是直接的意思，就是像羊一样享受吃草。
The first word literally means enjoying grass like sheep.
吃什么草呢？
And what kind of grass is it?
第二个希伯来字基本的意思是安全、牢靠、稳固。
The second Hebrew word basically means safe, secure.
所以有的人把它翻成安全。
Therefore, some people translated it as safe, secure.
有的人把它翻作忠诚或者是信实。
And some other people translated it as loyal or faithful.
那如果翻作忠诚和信实，又值得进一步推敲，这指的是人忠诚信实的生活态度呢，还是指的是神的信实可靠？
So if we choose to translate this as faithful, then we have to ask ourselves whether it refers to the faithful attitude of men or whether it refers to the faithfulness of God.
因为有这些可能的解释，所以每个圣经的翻译出来的句子会看起来不太一样。
Because all these different possible meanings, there are different possible translations in the Bible translations.
但这边关键的中心思想是吃。
But the central idea of this sentence is eating.
特别值得我们思想的是，在人生当中，我们以什么为主要的粮食？
So we have to ask ourselves in our lives, what is our main food?
依靠什么来满足生命最基本的需要？
What do we rely on to satisfy our basic needs?
你知道，如果你觉得钱是人生当中最重要的东西，你天天思想努力的都是赚更多的钱。
So if you think that money is the most important thing to you, and you've been thinking about how to earn more money every moment of your life,
那就好像你天天吃的都是钱，你以钱为你生命的粮。
And it's almost like you're eating money and you are feeding on money, and that's your main food of your life.
一些年轻女孩天天想的都是化妆打扮。
Some young girls think of their appearance and thinking about what kind of makeup to use and what to wear all the time.
Yeah, 买什么时髦的衣服。
And like what kind of new clothes they are going to buy.
好像生命当中最重要的事情就是美丽的外貌。
As if the most important thing in their lives is having a very good-looking appearance.
那就是以外貌为生命的粮食。
And in that way, they are feeding on their appearance.
那很多的成年人把工作的成就看为最重要的东西。
And a lot of adults see their achievements in their careers as the most important thing.
工作的成就就成了他们天天拼命吃的粮食。
And the achievements in their careers become the food they eat every day.
成为他们寻求人生安全感的依靠。
And it becomes the sense of security that they see.
在新约，耶稣说：“不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。”
In John chapter 6, Jesus said, do not work for the fruit that spoils, but for the fruit that endures to eternal life.
耶稣又接着说，我就是生命的粮。
And then Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
所以倚靠神讲的并不是遇到困难的时候啊，是不是来投靠神？
Therefore, relying on God is not about asking for His help when we are in difficult.
而是在你每天的生活当中，是不是把信心放在神的身上
？It's about whether we are going to put our trust in God in our daily life.
是不是把你与神的关系看为是你人生当中最重要的资产
？And that is to regard the relationship with God as the most important treasure in our lives.
把相信顺服神看作比一切都重要，都更有价值。
And the value above all of believing and obeying God's commands.
那这就跟第四节的第一句话连在一起了。
And this connects with the first part of verse 4.
也就是以神为乐。
And that is delight in the Lord.
接下来我们要先跳到第七节。
And next week we'll just jump to verse 7.
这一节的前半句说，当默然倚靠耶和华，耐性等候他。
So the first half of the sermon says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him."
那这边第一个字，中文圣经翻的是“默然倚靠”，英文圣经多半翻作 "Be still, stay quiet," 或者是 "rest."
The first word of this sentence is usually translated into "relying silently" in the Chinese Bible, and in the ancient Bible, it is usually translated as "be still."
虽然这个字希伯来字最直接的意思是沉默，不发声，不出声音。
Although the most direct meaning of this Hebrew word is to keep silent.
那这边很显然不单是指在口舌上不发任何声音，更是指在心灵上完全的平稳安静。
The true meaning is goes beyond being just being silent in speech, but actually be completely calm and still in our hearts.
大家可不可以想到在圣经里面一些默然倚靠神、信心不动摇的好榜样？
Can you think of some good examples of people who rely silently on God and without their faith shaken in the Bible?
有没有人可以想到几个
？An example?
约瑟很好，还有没有
？Joseph.
嗯，但以理很好。
Daniel.
好，我们先来看亚伯拉罕。
And we start with Abraham.
他们两个我们也会讲到。
And we're going to talk about Daniel and Joseph later.
神要亚伯拉罕把心爱的儿子以撒献祭给神。
God told Abraham to sacrifice his own son Isaac.
哎呀，不只是这个宝贝儿子，亚伯拉罕舍不得啊。
It's not only Abraham has to give up his son Isaac, which he loved so much.
这个命令也听起来非常不合情、不合理，会带给亚伯拉罕很大的困惑。
And this command seems so unreasonable and so difficult to understand.
但是亚伯拉罕遵守了这个命令。
But Abraham obeyed the command.
他走了三天的路程。
He walked 3 days.
爬上神指定他要献祭的摩利亚山上。
And up one of the mountains in Moria.
可以想象在那三天的路程当中，他内心必定有很大的交战。
And we can think that he must be having a lot of struggles.
一定是有很多的疑惑。
And he must be having a lot of doubt.
但是他还是坚定的走下去。
And he still continues his walk.
那是默然倚靠。
And that is an example of true silent reliance.
约瑟一生受尽了多少的冤屈
？Joseph has endured much inequities in his life.
十七岁正年轻的时候，一日之间从父亲最疼爱的儿子，落到被哥哥亲哥哥卖给别人做奴隶。
At the age of 17, he was sold as a slave by his brothers. From being the favorite son of his father.
在神并没有伸手拯救他的时候，他默然倚靠神。
When God did not save him immediately, he still relied silently on God.
结果他虽然是奴隶，神却与他同在。
Although he was a slave, God was with him on everything.
后来他又被主人的太太诬告陷害，被下到监里。
Later he was falsely accused by the wife of his master.
没有人为他伸冤。
Nobody fought for his case.
神也没有立即救他出监。
And God did not save him immediately from the prison.
多少个年头过去。
Many years have passed.
从少年人变成中年人。
And he was a young man then, but he's already become a middle-aged man in the prison.
但约瑟默然倚靠神。
But Joseph still relied suddenly on God.
神就让他在监中依然经历到神的同在。
And he still experienced the presence of God in the prison.
丹尼尔里的敌人因为嫉妒想要设计陷害他。
Daniel's enemies plotted against him because of jealousy.
丹尼尔里在明明知道会遭殃的情形之下选择不受威胁。
Knowing fully that he will be persecuted, Daniel still does not ignore all those threats.
依然每天三次双膝跪在神的面前祷告感谢与素常一样。
He still bowed down and prayed to God three times a day and gave thanks, as just as he had done before.
甚至后来真的被丢到狮子坑里面，他都没有后悔。
And even when he was going into the lion's den, he did not regret his actions.
这个不被威胁动摇的信心，也是默然倚靠神。
And this kind of a failing faith is also relying silently on God.
在这个世上，我们每个人都免不了会受到各式各样的困难。
In this world, every one of us will face many different trials and difficulties.
当一些不好的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们都难免会问神在哪里。
When bad things happen to us, it's very natural for us to ask where God is.
为什么神允许这些事情发生在我身上？
We would ask, why does God allow these bad things to happen?
为什么神不快快救我们脱离苦境？
Why does God not quickly save us from different situations?
我们要等到什么时候？
How long do we have to wait?
但是在有疑问、有情绪的同时
，However, even when we are still having our doubts and being very emotional,
我们是否能够像亚伯拉罕、约瑟、但以理一样，最终选择的是默然倚靠神
？Can we choose to rely suddenly on God, just as Abraham, Joseph, and Daniel did?
选择继续坚定的信靠他
？And choose to rely suddenly on Him.
如果亚伯拉罕没有默然倚靠，
If Abraham did not rely silently on God,
他就不可能经历到原来神是耶和华以勒，在山上必有美好预备的神。
He could not have experienced that the Lord is the Lord that will provide, the Lord will provide, and He has prepared and what He has prepared for him on the mountains.
如果约瑟没有默然倚靠
，If Joseph did not rely on God silently,
他就不可能经历到原来神的美意是让他后来成为埃及的宰相。
He could not have experienced the wonderful plan that God has, that God is going to make him the ruler of all Egypt.
好在饥荒的日子能够拯救许许多多的人，包括他自己的家人。
Saving many people in the years of famine, including his own family.
如果但以理没有默然倚靠
，If Daniel did not rely suddenly on God,
他就不可能经历到神可以让他在狮子坑里面却不被狮子咬。
He could not have experienced God saving him from the lion's mouth.
然后要借着这个神迹让外邦的王俯伏称颂神的真实和伟大。
And also the worship of praise of God coming from a Gentile king through this miracle.
跟默然倚靠连在一起的是耐心等候。
Relying silently is connected with waiting patiently.
人在狂风巨浪当中都很容易惊惶失措。
It is very easy for man to panic and lose faith in God in times of trouble.
对神失去信心，也对神失去耐心。
And it's also very easy for them to lose their patience.
很多人因为没有耐心等候，就放弃的太早。
A lot of people do not wait patiently and give up too early.
另外一些人因为没有耐心等候，就太急躁的采取行动。
Others cannot wait and take actions prematurely.
当我们每次在遭遇患难的时候，记得第七节讲的默然倚靠及耐心等候。
Let us remember in our times of trouble the lesson of relying silently and waiting patiently in verse 7.
总是选择来到神的面前，听候神的引导。
We should first come before God and listen to His guidance.
也许有的时候神会督促我们要拿出魄力，采取立即的行动。
There are times when He prompts us to take immediate actions.
但是很多时候神要我们学更难的功课
But there are also times when he wants us to learn something that is more difficult
就是他要我们安静等候
And that is to be still and wait patiently for him
在那时候我们要沉得住气、啊、
And in those times we have to be very very patient
要能够依靠神安静不动
And really we have to rely on him and peace though.
最后我们回头看第五节。
And finally we come back to verse 5.
圣经说当将你的事交托耶和华并倚靠他他就必成全。
The Bible says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this.
这边讲到的交托
Here we're talking about our commitment.
需要特别说明啊，特别中文圣经，这边讲的交托不是交代拜托。
So we need to clarify that the meaning of committing here, as the Chinese translation might have suggested that, committing here does not mean giving orders or delegating something to God to help you accomplish.
不是你当主人，然后请上帝帮你当个跑腿的。
It's not like you're delegating something to God so that he can accomplish it for you.
不是那个阿拉丁神灯叫那个经理出来帮你办事情。
It's not like Aladdin's lamp that the genie will help you accomplish your wishes.
不是照你的意思把事情办好得到你想要的结果。
It's not like giving something to God to do so that you will it will come out like the way you want it to.
这边讲的交托是主权的转移。
So committing here means the transfer of ownership.
是你把主权把整个决定权交出去给神。
You're transferring the ownership and also the decision-making power to God.
所以英文圣经用的字是 commit， 中文可以翻作委身。
So the word used here is commit in English.
而这一节绝大多数的英文圣经翻作 commit your way to the Lord， 把你人生未来的道路交给神。
And for most English Bibles, this verse is translated as commit your way to the Lord.
你敢把你未来的道路交给神吗？
Are you willing to commit your way to the Lord?
想一想可能有点害怕。
When you think about it, it's probably a little bit scary.
我记得二十几年前的一天晚上，我面对了要不要接受耶稣做基督徒的决定。
I still remember that one night, about more than 20 years ago, I was facing the decision whether I should accept Jesus and become a Christian.
我心中有很大的挣扎。
I was having a great struggle in my heart.
因为我害怕成为基督徒之后，我未来人生的道路就不再在我自己的掌握当中了。
I was afraid that once I become a Christian, the way ahead will be no longer under my control.
我害怕神对我的人生会有与我自己意愿不一样的安排。
I was afraid that God will might make all kinds of arrangements for me that are different from what I wanted.
虽然我还不知道他会怎么安排，我就有那种莫名的恐惧。
Although I don't know what God is going to have us prepared for me, but I was having that type of fear of the unknown.
我想要保持我可以自己做决定那个自由。
I want to keep the freedom of having the freedom that I can decide what I wanted.
另外，我还怕我成为基督徒之后，如果做不好，做不到别人期望的标准，那怎么办？
On the other hand, I was very afraid that after becoming a Christian, I might not be able to behave like a good Christian.And how can I face others if I cannot be good enough to meet other people's standards?
你知道不做基督徒是没有压力的。
You know that when you're not a Christian, you don't have any pressure at all.
还可以跟着别的非基督徒一起批评论断基督徒，还蛮享受的。
You can join other Christians, non-Christians, to criticize Christians, and it's a pretty fun thing to do.
但是一旦自己成为基督徒之后，那就只有挨别人批判的份了。
But once you become a Christian, then you can only become part of those being criticized.
想到那些。我很害怕。
And was very afraid of all these.
在那个晚上的痛苦挣扎当中，我一直想逃啊。
It was a painful night of struggles, and I wanted to escape.
但我却始终无法完全狠下心，把门关上，把神挡在我生命之外。
But I could not shut off my heart completely, or kept God completely away from my heart.
最后，我的心软化了。
At the end, I gave up all resistance.
我决定公开的接受主，做一个基督徒。
I decided to accept Christ and become a Christian.
对我来说，那完全是一个信心的决定。
For me, it was a decision, completely a decision based on faith only.
因为我心中仍然有莫名的恐惧。
I was still afraid.
我仍然不知道神后来会怎么样带领我的一生。
I still did not know how God is going to lead my life.
但是从那天晚上之后的这二十年当中，我一天比一天更庆幸我那时候做了那个决定。
But 26 years after that night, I become more and more grateful that I made that decision on that night.
我一天比一天更感谢神让我成为他的儿女。
I'm more and more grateful and thankful to God for making me his child.
而且虽然我有很多的过犯，我有很多的失败，神引导我一点一点在他的慈爱和恩典当中长大。
And although I made lots of mistakes and having lots of failures, he still leads me to grow little by little in his faithfulness.
在这边我想特别跟我们在座的青少年们讲一句话。
And at this point, I would like to say a few words to the youth among us.
特别跟青少年们讲一句话。
Especially to the youth.
在我两个女儿还小的时候，我和我太太做了一个决定。
When my two daughters were young, I made a decision with my wife.
就是我们不希望他们太早受洗。我们希望他们上学之后，在信仰上受到非基督徒朋友的挑战之后，他们知道自己为什么信，信什么，然后再受洗。
We want them to go to school and have their faith challenged by other non-Christians, and they understand what they believe and why they believe before getting baptized.
只是后来一等再等，怎么女儿都上高中了，还没有动静啊？
We've been waiting and waiting, and not long they are already in high school.
那做一个爸妈又不想给他们压力，又很关心他们。
We don't want to give them too much pressure, but then we do care about their spiritual growth.
所以后来就在他们同意的情形下，在不同的时间与他们有个别的交谈。
So at the end, we have an individual conversation with them.
我跟他们简单讲了一下什么叫做信耶稣受洗的意义是什么。
I talked to them about the meaning of what it means to believe, to believe in Jesus and the meaning of getting baptized.
然后回答了他们一些问题。
And also answered some of the questions.
讲完说就他们自己祷告了。
And then we let them pray about it.
在那之后又等了一段时间。
And then after a while, we wait for another period of time.
他们就自己选择了时间报名了教会的受洗。
They take their own time and they join the Baptist Church.
所以我大女儿 Lydia 在04年的12月底受洗，小女儿 Tina 在05年的3月底受洗。
Lydia was baptized in December 2004 and Tina was baptized in March 2005.
我很关心我两个女儿的受洗，我也非常关心我们在做青少年们在信仰上的这个决定。
I care a lot about the baptism of my two daughters and I also care about the decisions of on baptism in the youths among us.
我想也许我们一些青少年和我女儿当初一样，他们不知道该如何决定什么时候受洗。
You might be like my daughter, not quite knowing when to get baptized.
我们很多青少年的父母都是基督徒。
Many of you, your parents are Christians.
所以每个主日你们跟爸妈一同来教会已经来了很多年。
And then you come to church every Sunday and.You have done this for many years.
儿童主日学、青少年主日学也上了很多年。
And you have also probably participated in many years of children's Sunday school or youth Sunday school.
从知识来说，你们知道的并不少。
And therefore, in terms of knowledge, you already learned a lot.
但是因为种种的原因，不太确定是否要受洗或者什么时候受洗。
But maybe for various reasons, you are not quite certain whether you're going to get baptized or when you'll get it.When you're going to get baptized.
我绝对不希望任何人是在压力下决定受洗。
However, I don't want any of you to make the decision to get baptized under pressure.
但是我非常鼓励每一位青少年今天回家之后能够认真的祷告。
But I genuinely encourage every one of you to pray about this.
I 真的相信，如果孩子在离开家上大学之前，能够在信仰上做一个坚定的尾声。会对他们很重要。
And I truly believe that if you can make a firm decision and commitment to your faith before you go to college, it will be really important to you.
你借着洗礼公开表明自己跟随主的心。
You publicly announce your commitment to follow Christ through baptism.
这个决定可以在你上大学之后帮助你更坚定的站立得稳。
And this decision can help you stand firm in your faith throughout college.
也不要等到高中最后一年才考虑受洗。
And you don't need to wait until the last year in your high school.
其实只要你有心，早点受洗是有好处的。
And if you're ready, you can get baptized earlier.
如果你能够以基督徒的身份在青少年团契当中和教会当中参与一些服事，会对你有帮助。
You can start after that, you can start serving in the youth fellowship or in the church.
会让你的灵命成长有你意想不到的帮助。
And this can often give you great help in your spiritual growth.
所以请每一位青少年今天回家之后找个时间安静祷告。
So I encourage every one of the youths among us to after going home to quietly pray about this.
问问自己是不是愿意像诗篇三七篇第七节所说的，将你一生前面的道路交托给主。
And ask yourself whether you are going to, whether you are willing to commit your way to the Lord. Jesus said in the, verse 7 of Psalm 37.
你知道耶稣为你而生。
You know that Jesus was born for you.
为你的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And died on the cross for your sin.
他也说他是生命的粮。
He also said he is the bread of life.
所以对于在教会长大的孩子来说，关键可能是在于你什么时候愿意凭信心把你生命的主权完全交托给主。
For those of you who are growing up in the church, the key problem is probably when you are willing to, when you become willing to commit your life to the Lord.
如果有这样愿意的心，也许可以跟爸爸妈妈谈谈。
If you have such a heart, then you can probably talk to your parents.
我自己和艾保罗牧师也愿意在绝对不给你们任何压力的情形之下，与你们单独谈谈。
Or you can talk to me or Pastor Paul.
对我们当中已经是成人的慕道朋友，我也发出同样的邀请。
For those among us who are adults, we are. I'm also giving out the same invitation.
如果过去一段时间你已经与基督徒在一起查考圣经有一段时间。
If you have studied the Bible with other Christians together for a while.
然后你也认真祷告思考之后，愿意来相信这位神是一位值得你信靠的神。
And if after thinking carefully and also praying about it, you have come to the conclusion that this God is God worth putting your trust in,
我也很愿意跟你单独交谈。
I'm also very happy to talk to you individually.
我们在座的人绝大多数都很熟悉圣经的两个人物。
Most of us in the church are very familiar with two characters in the Bible.
一位就是旧约的亚伯拉罕，
One of them is Abraham from the Old Testament.
一位是新约里面一位年纪轻轻就很有成就的少年官。
And the other is a rich young ruler in the New Testament.
想看看这两个人都蒙神的呼召来跟随神。
Both of them are called to follow God.
他们面对的选择都是把人生的道路交付给主。
They have to make a choice on whether to commit their way to the Lord.
虽然神要亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡的时候，亚伯拉罕不知道神会他领他往哪里去，会经过哪里。
When God told Abraham to leave his homeland, Abraham did not know where God might lead him to.
他愿意凭信心回应。
But he was willing to respond by faith.
他凭信心跨出那一步。
And through faith, he picked the first step of his journey.
而那位少年的官却不一样。
However, for the rich young ruler, it was different.
他对于他自己的好行为，对他的成就有十足的信心。
He was too confident about his own good deeds and achievements.
甚至他在耶稣面前夸口。
And even boast before Jesus.
但是要他把人生未来道路交托给主的时候，他交托不出去。
But when Jesus asked him to commit his life to the Lord, he just cannot do it.
最后他是忧忧愁愁的离开耶稣去了。
And at the end, he left sadly.
我相信这两个人听到神的呼召的时候，心中有同样的害怕和顾虑。
I believe when these two different people heard the call, they both have the same, have their own worries.
亚伯拉罕选择交托。
Abraham chose to commit.
后来就成为厚厚蒙神赐福的人。
And he was richly blessed by God.
他也把神的祝福带给许许多多的人。
And he brought blessings to many.
他成为信心的好榜样。
He was a great example of faith.
被称为信心之父。
And was called the father of faith.
而少年的官因为不敢交托，成为圣经当中令人感叹可惜失败的例子。
The rich young ruler was afraid of committing his life and became an example of failure.
我们在人生当中，我们每个人都需要选择，我要走哪条道路。
Every one of us has to choose between these two ways, which way we are going to go in our lives.
求主赐给我们信心。
May the Lord give us faith to make the right choice.
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
In the moment, we are going to remember our Lord through communion.
让我们先安静我们的心来预备。
Let's all quiet our hearts to prepare for the communion.
我们有一段时间安静祷告。
And we also have some time for silent prayer.
特别来思想我们与神的关系。
Especially to think about our relationship with God.
对于我们当中慕道的朋友，你可以思想你愿不愿意来依靠神。
And for those among us who are seekers, I encourage you to think about whether you are willing to rely on God.
对已经信主的基督徒，我们也可以祷告，我们愿意求神赐给我们更大的信心。
For those of us who are Christians, we, I encourage you to, pray about whether you are going to ask the Lord for more, for greater faith.
我们有一分钟左右安静的时间。
We have about a minute of silent prayer time.